You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vidrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show, and you're listening to our podcast, Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the latest theatrical news. And the news doesn't get much bigger than this, because I've got the results of this year's Tony Awards for you. These are the biggest, most renowned theatrical awards in the world, basically, and they celebrate the best that Broadway has to offer. Now, the ceremony happened last Sunday, and I've spent a week putting my thoughts together and watching clips and making sure that I'm as informed as possible before I launch into this podcast, because although I can say I'd pretty much predicted most of these wins on Showtime last week, there were still some surprises that I'm very excited to share with you. But we'll come on to that. We'll start first with the clear big hitter of this year's Tony Awards, and that's the revival of Company. It was always going to do well. For one thing, it was the only Sondheim show on offer in the year of Stephen Sondheim's death, so that brought it some extra kudos with the voters. But it's also a gender-flipped reimagining of the story, so it brought something different to the material in a way that the other two revivals on offer didn't. They were much more traditional in that regard. So as predicted, Company easily won the award for Best Revival of a Musical. They also got Best Set Design for the brilliant Bunny Christie and won the two Best Featured Actors in a Musical categories, one for Matt Doyle as the gender-flipped Jamie, and the other for the legendary Patti LuPone. Revival, set design, featured actor and featured actress were also the exact same awards that this version of Company won when it started off here in the UK in the West End, so it was a reasonably safe bet that they'd pick them up on Broadway too, especially those two acting categories, because they're kind of what you would call award-winning roles, if that makes sense. But then, the one that I'm really excited about, Company also won Best Director of a Musical for the excellent Marianne Elliott, which is great to see. She lost out on the Olivier for Company because the Oliviers don't separate musicals and plays in some of those creative categories. So it really felt like the time for Marianne to win a directing award for this production of Company, because it really is her brainchild and it's absolutely paid off. So five awards for Company overall, the most that any musical won this year, and none massively surprising either, if we're being honest, but very, very well done all around. Coming in just behind them with four wins is MJ the Musical. Now, this is a jukebox musical based on the life and career of Michael Jackson. And as I pointed out last week, the Tony Awards love rewarding performers who play real people. Think about The Cher Show and Jersey Boys and Tina, the Tina Turner musical. So while the Best Leading Actor in a Musical category this year had kind of been a two-horse race between Jacquel Spivey for A Strange Loop and Miles Frost for MJ, the award did ultimately go to Miles Frost. And when you see him perform, you can absolutely tell why. The mannerisms, both physical and vocal, are so on point. You really do feel like you're watching a young Michael Jackson perform. So a massively well-deserved win for Miles Frost there as Best Leading Actor. On a similar note, MJ also took the award for Best Choreography for Christopher Wheeldon. Again, can't say I'm massively surprised by that, because the way this show blends the classic Michael Jackson dance routines that we all know with more theatrical staging is really well done. And they also picked up Best Lighting Design of a Musical for Natasha Katz and Best Sound Design of a Musical for Gareth Owen too. So of course, with Company winning five awards and MJ getting four of the total 15 musical categories available, that suddenly meant there was far less for some of the other big hitting shows to win. So the show that went into the Tony Awards with the most nominations this year was A Strange Loop, a musical by Michael R. Jackson, loosely inspired by his own life, that follows a queer black theatre usher trying to write his own Broadway play. It's an incredible musical that had already won the Pulitzer Prize for Drama before even opening on Broadway, and so it was possible, though not entirely expected, that it could end up sweeping the awards this year. And the fact that it hasn't is a little bit of a surprise. Of the 11 awards that A Strange Loop was nominated for, it only won 2. Now, don't get me wrong, they're a good 2 to win. The show got Best Book of a Musical for Michael R. Jackson and then Best Musical as well, which is obviously the big one, in inverted commas. That's the one that looks good on the posters and that will get tourists in the door. And I'm really pleased, I have to say, that a show with a message and an ethos like A Strange Loop is going to be able to capitalise on that extra promotion, because they really do deserve it. It's a fabulous show. But it did lose out on quite a lot that it was favoured to win. As I said, Jacquel Spivey was up for Best Leading Actor and easily could have won it had it not gone to Miles Frost. It is slightly ironic, I will admit, that the actor playing a character based on the real-life writer Michael R. Jackson lost out to the actor playing the singer Michael Jackson, and MJ, a show about Michael Jackson, lost Best Musical to a show based on the real life of Michael R. Jackson. Just a nice little bit of symmetry there, really. On a similar note, I personally was also really rooting for Elle Morgan Lee to win Best Featured Actress in a Musical for A Strange Loop. I don't think anyone was surprised to see that award going to Patti LuPone in the end. I mean, the woman is an absolute legend, of course, but I was really, really hoping that Elle Morgan Lee would do well there. The fact that she's the first trans person nominated in Tony history is such an incredible thing, and it would have been a really, really nice representative moment. But, you know, something for another year, maybe. But then possibly one of the biggest surprises of the night, everyone assumed that A Strange Loop would win Best Original Score. Now, that's the award that recognises new music and lyrics for a show. And knowing what A Strange Loop sounds like and what it's about and the other awards that it's won this award season, a lot of us assumed it would take Best Original Score too. But it didn't. Instead, in what was easily my favourite win of the entire Tony Awards this year, Best Original Score went to Lucy Moss and Toby Marlowe for 6. And I am bloody over the moon. I will never stop singing the praises of 6. On paper, a pop concert about the wives of Henry VIII should not work, should it? And yet, this little show that was written by students while they were still at university, and they took it off to the Edinburgh Fringe, and then it got picked up by producers here in the UK, it's now a global phenomenon and a Tony Award winning musical. Actually, it's a multi-Tony Award winning musical, because they also won Best Costume Design for Gabriella Slade's iconic outfit. I mean, I would have been very surprised if they didn't win Best Costume Design personally, but the Best Original Score one is just such an incredible achievement. I don't think anyone was more shocked and amazed than Lucy Moss and Toby Marlowe themselves, but we can now officially say that Six the Musical has one of the best scores in the world. That is amazing. That's amazing. And it also adds to the list of British shows that dominated at the Tony Awards this year. Obviously, this gender-flipped version of Company, that started out here in the UK. I also need to mention Girl from the North Country, a jukebox musical that uses the songs of Bob Dylan. That also started off here in the UK. And in fact, it's touring again later this year if you want to see it for yourself. It was up for a number of awards, including Best Musical, and it won one for Best Orchestrations for the brilliant Simon Hale. I am so pleased that Girl from the North Country got something, and that it got something so music related too, because the way that those songs have been arranged and then they get used in the show is just next level. Simon Hale has done such an incredible job putting the music together, so I was really pleased to see him being recognised at the Tony Awards of all places for that. And then, last but not least, the only award I haven't mentioned so far is the one for Best Leading Actress in a Musical. Now, I made my thoughts on this very clear when the nominations were first announced. I fully threw my support behind Sharon D. Clarke for Caroline or Change. She is a phenomenal British actress who is unmatched in this particular role in this particular show, and I could not fathom a world in which she didn't win Best Leading Actress at the Tonys. But she didn't. Instead, it went to Joaquina Calicango for the musical Paradise Square. And when I first saw that result, I will hold my hands up and say I had mixed thoughts. On the one hand, I was so pleased that Paradise Square had got some kind of recognition. It is easily the most Ella show on offer at this year's Tonys. And while it had a whopping 10 nominations, I did worry that it was going to miss out on some of the bigger awards. So the fact they got Best Leading Actress is a huge deal. But, as I said, I genuinely couldn't fathom a world in which Sharon D. Clarke wasn't the best actress this year. And then I watched a snippet of Joaquina Calicango performing at the Tonys, and my God, I get it. I will link the clip here in the post, because my goodness, it is an absolute masterclass of a performance. I have never seen such emotion and power and authenticity just represented in literally three words. I am now more excited than ever for the Paradise Square cast recording, and I'm absolutely a diehard Joaquina Calicango fan. What an incredible talent she is. As well as that performance from Paradise Square, I will link a few other clips from the Tony Awards in the post here, just so you can get a taste of what was on offer. The main one that I really want to point you to, though, is the opening number performed by the brilliant Ariana DeBose. I have watched it multiple times throughout the week, and I still can't get through it without tearing up. It is such a perfect celebration of theatre. The original components in the song were also written by the now Tony-winning Lucy Moss and Toby Marlowe, while the extraordinary mashup and blends were put together by Kurt Crowley and Benjamin Rauhala. Now, Benjamin Rauhala in particular is someone that you should be aware of if you're a musical theatre fan, because his talent is next level. I've been following his work for years, and honestly, he's one of my favourite people working in the theatre industry. So seeing his ingenuity and brilliance captured at the Tony Awards of all places was so exciting. Definitely give that opening number a watch, because it's easily the thing that comes closest to Neil Patrick Harris's classic 2013 opening, and that is saying a lot. I think, though, ultimately the main takeaway is how nice it was having the Tony Awards back and booming. Look, we know that the Tonys celebrate and reward a particular type of theatre, and if a show doesn't fit that mould, then it's going to end up being overlooked. We've seen it happen time and time again. But I think this year's awards, more than any before, have been a step in the right direction of showing a bit more diversity. And that doesn't just refer to the individuals who are getting nominated, but also the sound and the style and the feel of different shows. Six winning Best Original Score, Elle Morgan Lee being the first openly trans person to get nominated, A Strange Loop pointing a mirror back at the Broadway culture and society and winning Best Musical, even Ariana DeBose getting to host it and doing such a stellar job, can I add. They are all steps in the right direction to broadening what Broadway and what the Tony Awards stand for, and I'm really, really happy to see that. So a strong year all round, I think. Certainly it was nice having more than three musicals nominated. And now, of course, the countdown begins to the Tony Awards 2023, so we will see what they bring us next year. And on that note, I will say goodbye to you for now. We are into the summer holidays here at the University of Nottingham now, so the live Sunday evening shows have stopped for the time being on urn1350.net. But never fear, because this Spotlight On podcast will be running as normal throughout the summer, and we have got some big things coming your way. So join me back here again at 7 p.m. next Sunday for a brand new episode of Spotlight On to let you know what's going on in the world of musical theatre. Because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.